Welcome back to this thing that I do, and this is not going to be a normal ketchup episode because I owe you guys a lot of ketchup, like I owe you guys a lot of sauce. Alright, let's do this one more time, I have like 3 or 4 failed attempts at this episode. I recorded it like since I never got around finishing it, which is the first time this happened to me because it has been like 2 weeks since the original one. I'll probably put the clip before this. So yeah, I'm not considering this a catch-up episode because it's going to be way longer than the usual catch-up episode. This is like me making up for all the lost time. I'm still keeping it as a ketchup episode because why not? Everybody fucking loves ketchup. Alright, now let's get this shit. Alright, so it feels like I have been shying away from recording. Like, it feels like I've been like trying to avoid recording episodes, so I've been shying away. So I just said, okay, today I'm going to do it. I'm going to edit it when I wake up tomorrow, and you know, everything. So you remember when I was saying that I'm seeing this work, tremendous work that is waiting for me in school, that I'm seeing this it's coming, that I can feel the build up. Forgotten the exact words that I used, but yeah, and it happened. It came, it hit me, it slapped me, it beat me. I wrote the exam. I had a bunch of work to do, and it was crazy because all this was happening in a very short period of time. We had to cover up a lot in a very short period of time, which was crazy. I finished it. You know, I tried to enjoy the remaining time that I had in school, which a lot of crazy things happened, like I know. It was just, I don't know, you know. So we've left for, or my department and some other departments have left for IT. And in a way, I kind of miss school. There's this sense of purpose that school gives, but it's not like I like the school work. I just like being around my friends, you know, and like people I love. So yeah, that's basically it. It's not like I miss walking around under sun or anything. You know, just waiting to start IT. I always had this vision in my head that when I start IT, I'll be on like a recording high because there will be something to give you guys every week, you know, because I might not even be in my own house. I might have my own small place or something, but I don't know how the future is looking right now for that. But we'll see about it. So you know, I had this whole, when I was coming home thing, normally we always coming back to Port Harcourt, it's always something, it's always because I live in Port Harcourt, and you know, my school is all the way in the west, so it's like gathering the small amount of Port Harcourt people that you can to travel with you. So this time I went to the park. That day was crazy because they swore in Tinubu as the president, like that day. The day before that, which was a very sad day for me, not because of that, but like a lot of things were just happening in general. So, and then next day, they announced something about removing force subsidy, and then next day, all these stupid filling stations just increased their price out of nowhere. And then I realized, not like I realized, it has always been there, but we used to do ourselves, like, as Nigerians, because what the hell was happening that day? I was not even driving, but I was so pissed because this guy that was taking me to park all of a sudden just increased his price because, and I was like, blood of Jesus Christ. Like, and it was really, really annoying. I don't know, man. I'm not a Tinubu supporter or anything like this. First time I'm getting really political, and I've just been on the low since, because you know, I'm not even happy. I don't even like thinking about it because I'm not even happy. But like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know, man. Like, we just have to see. Just hope for the best. Like, always hoping as a Nigerian, because that's like the only thing you have, right? Just the pray, just the hope. So yeah, basically, came home. I think this driver had to buy fuel like two times. I don't know why, but I was just sleeping. I was just sleeping. And the people in my car were so interesting. It was funny. Because these people were gisting about their like adults. And then there was me and my friend. You know, me and her were just there on our own. And the woman beside us was very exciting woman. She was always like, I don't know, she was always making all these comments. She was cute. I mean, I know this woman's older than me, but like, she was kind of cute. And then when we landed at the park, and she was like, her husband is like waiting for her. And then we reached the park, and she was like, hey, that's my husband. She was so excited to see him. I was like, ah, this is so cute. That was actually very cute. Anyhow, so I'm just happy to be home safely. Like, I don't know. When you travel, especially for me, because I travel to school a lot. When you travel a lot by road, you see a lot of things that can be somehow traumatizing, you know. So, and every time I go and come back, it's always like successful. So, I'm always grateful. That kind of thing. I'm not turning it into some dark something. Make sure that just the way I have for you guys. I don't know. I feel like this year, or so far this year, I've not watched a bad movie. I mean, I've seen some mid ones, but they're not necessarily bad. Like Shazam and this movie Renfield about this vampire guy. I expected them to be bad. No, like I expected Shazam to be bad, but it wasn't even that bad. Renfield was just mid to me. Nicolas Cage saved the movie, and Shazam was alright. It was good. And the rest, I don't know. I think I have just been watching really good movies lately, so I didn't want to spoil it. But today or yesterday, I watched Across the Spider-Verse and God, I didn't want to spoil it for you guys. If you guys are going to watch it, this movie was crazy. Like, I love Into the Spider-Verse, probably one of my favorite movies of all time. But this movie, you'd be thinking, how are they going to top this one? How are they going to beat this one? Because if you know a lot of things about movies, like, I mean, if you're really into it, like that, you just know that sometimes the sequel is not as good as the original one. So, you know, everybody's always kind of skeptical about the sequels. Like, ah, what are they going to, what are they? So they've been hyping this movie. The people that made the movie have been hyping this movie for a while now, which makes sense because it's like groundbreaking animation. But you would not have expected the story to be that good, because it was that good. Wow. Like, literally, like, you leave this, you get so immersed inside something, and you leave it, it ends, and you have this feeling, this empty feeling. Like, it's you're empty and you're full, because it's like you're overwhelmed, and on the other hand, you're like, it has ended. You did not want it to end. But it is over now, and there's nothing you can do about it. Crazy. I cannot begin with this movie, because if I begin, if I start, I'll not finish. The movie was great, Sha. It was really, really, really good. It was a really good movie. Some might say it was amazing. Some might say it was like really great. I'm some, because I won't shut up. But yeah. And then on Thursday, I watched Volume 3. Which almost made me cry. I don't know. I've been on a run. I guess some be broke, shine. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like watching anything again. I don't feel like watching anything again. But I have to. You know, it is June already, and it's like the year will soon end. On like two hands, I have accomplished a good amount of things this year, I guess, so far. You know, I've not stopped a lot of things, like try to do some self improvement for like a while now. sometimes I get really comfortable with myself, like, I'm okay. So, like, I want to try something like that. But, like, so far, in terms of my podcast, I've been really happy. I've been really grateful with the things I've been able to accomplish with this medium, with this thing that I do, obviously. So, you know, it's crazy. I've said crazy too many times. It's really good. I don't know. I don't know. You know, sometimes I get this thing where, like, how I had this whole skip, how I had this whole break before recording this episode. I get this whole thing where it's like, I've not recorded anything in a while. I need to start cooking. I need to make sure what to, you know, the next thing. But the funny thing is that with ketchup, the pressure hasn't really been there like that. You know, I'm not getting really stressed about it, which I feel is very good. You know, but like, and apart from that, I don't want to be lazy. I always find a way to kind of balance everything. But yeah, so far so good, I guess. I hope you guys are also having a good time at least. You know, just find something to make you happy, I guess. I was listening to Remy Wolf. I don't know if you guys like Remy Wolf, though. And then Caveman. I was recommending. Those are the people I listened to before I started recording this episode. So I think they kind of influenced my mood for the episode. So yeah, I wish I could make like a. Oh yeah, I was going to do that thing on my Instagram. You know what? I should work on my Instagram. I was going to do that thing where like I would recommend. I already put like songs at the end of each post. But I feel like this time I'm just going to like recommend music. Yeah, hopefully I have the strength to do the whole thing. To be nice, though. To be nice. So yeah, think that's it. This is like the whole. It's been a minute episode. Yeah, I'm supposed to end the episode. I don't know how I was going to end it. So yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to end the year. I probably will make an episode. I'll probably make episodes more frequently now that I'm not in school. Now I'll be looking for a quiet place. I just need to wait till like 12 a.m. in my house and just record it. So yeah, I've told myself I was going to get like proper equipment this year, but in a way I'm kind of stalling because I don't feel like I'm in the right environment. But these other people I know that have podcasts, they are like, they have equipment and shit as well. This is the end. Let me say something clever. I don't know. I was thinking something about self-satisfaction, you know, contentment. I'm pretty sure you guys know what contentment means, so I don't know. Just do whatever you want. Anyways, till next time, it is me, always. You know, stay safe. Brush your teeth if you can't brush it twice. Clean your body, wash your armpits, you know, change your underwear, do something. Yeah. So I'll see you guys next time.